A new study finds birds give people as much happiness as money.
Birds?
Birds. So if you see money, birds bring you happiness as much as money does, which I call bull crap on.
Or bird crap in this case.
Bird crap. That can't be true. A, birds piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing, because they make noise and they wake me up.
What aspect of birddom do they mean makes you happier than money?
Seeing different types of birds, hearing birds, seeing them, watching them, it brings you peace and happiness like when you have a bunch of money.
Okay, so I'd like to try having a bunch of money first and then
compare the two.
And then, yeah, and then just like have a couple of canaries come here and tweet at me and I'll tell you which one is bringing me more joy.
So when I saw this, I called, no, this is bull crap, because birds make me mad. Money does not make me mad.
Right.
Birds wake me up in the morning. Money does not wake me up in the morning.
Good point.
So what I thought of when I heard that is there is a new conspiracy theory now that birds aren't real.
What?
Yes. Birds are
fake.
So
what are they? Simulations?
I'm kind of agreeing with this guy now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Peter McIndoe is here to tell us how this all came about. We want to emphasize you were not the founder.
No, ma'am.
So how did you become aware of it? What is the message of the movement?
The message of the movement is essentially to spread awareness that from 1959 through 2001, the government mercilessly genocided over 12 billion birds and simultaneously replaced them with surveillance drones in disguise that film us every day as equally as these cameras are filming us right now.
So, but drones are relatively new. Birds have been around for, ever. Like, birds have always been around, like doves. I mean, if you look in the Bible, there's references to birds and doves. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that when doves and birds were being mentioned in the Bible, there were no drones.
Well, he agrees with that. He says between 52 and 2010, that's when the government killed all the birds and replaced them with drones.
Okay, well, can you tell the gaggle of pigeons that are outside my window right now, like pooping all over my ledge? I'd love it if they were something other than birds pooping on my ledge.
So what do you have to back that up?
Here you go.
To back that up, I have as much evidence as the birds have provided. There's so much.
So this is really satire. I mean, you don't really believe that happened, correct? This is a satirical.
This is a whole thing now. This has started online. It's growing like the flat earth people.
But I love his evidence. What's your evidence? A lot.
I have a ton.
I have a ton.
I didn't bring
it. Okay, what? Like what?
I didn't bring it.
To make the point that what? you're looking at me like, no, it's not satire. I really do believe this.
She can't keep a straight face because it's so ridiculous.
Okay.
It's kind of offensive.
Not satire.
I don't think you would say that if I said birds are real. You know, I don't know why the other side of the argument can't be treated with equal respect.
Except that before we came out on air, you said this is a satirical message. So what is
I never said that.
So what point are you trying to make here? I mean, and why did this movement come about and how?
Right.
Well, this movement came about in 1976 just to avoid any, liberal media hit job. This didn't start with me.
Before there were drones.
In 1976.
Uh-huh. Right. No, there was drones.
Whispering
back then.
Started coming about that. From the White House.
Oh, okay.
Saying that birds were in the process of being murdered on a mass level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
When this started coming about.
Remember all those stories, the birds just die? And there were birds everywhere on the ground in Siberia or whatever. Massive.
Okay. Right, because it was some kind of like bird, like literally bird flu, like something that was killing the birds in that one little area.
That's what they make you think.
That's when the movement began. This movement is reactionary. We really didn't start this. The government started this.
How come it took so long to get billboards up and for any of us?
So he bought billboards too.
There's billboards. What do the billboards say? Birds are fake?
Birds are fake.
So birds are
really
fake news.
Before the internet.
No, it says birds aren't real.
At age, before the internet era, it was very easy to censor ideas and opinions.
His website is birdsaren'treal.com.
These aren't popular and that people don't agree with.
I'm getting behind this just to let you know.
Now that we have
the only
internet,
one.
There are no
more.
He's got one follower. It's you.
He's making me a believer.
More book burnings. There are no more censored television ads.
Well, there are attempts to do all of that, but you're right. It's like Arab Spring. It's very grassroots.
So where does this movement go from here?
From here,
where's his evidence? I never got any evidence.
He got change in
legislation.
1976. There you go.
We're looking to see.
Look it up. Read a book.
Mass spread awareness.
Our lawmaker.
What, are you afraid to read a book? Come on.
Here's my really evidence. 1952. It didn't happen.
Slate because a lot of people.
1987. Never happened.
Have their questions about.
1996. Lots of birds.
Whether or not the movement is really serious or not.
2009. Yeah. Twitter.
That's been a really hard part of this, honestly. Mm-hmm. Since the billboard's gone up, there's been a reaction of supporters and loyal birds.
I bet birds go on that
bird
billboard, too.
Coming out, saluting, bowing.
Yeah, how's he explain all the bird poop on the billboard?
They're saluting to him.
It's almost become like a sacred pilgrimage to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Others, though, seem to have some kind of...
It's a pilgrimage to see the billboard.
You know what? We're idiots, Anthony. We should start some kind of whack-ass movement like that. This guy has billboards. You have access to billboards. Why don't we come up with our own whack-ass ideas? Like, why can't...
Dogs aren't real.
...response, and it really pains me.
Well, don't go after dogs.
So on the website, there are...
Cats are fake.
T-shirts you can buy. There's products you can buy. There are going to be some skeptics who say, they're just trying to
sell... Well, actually, cats are aliens.
T-shirts. They're just trying to...
Well, octopus or aliens
make money. Where do the funds?
You'll never make me not believe that.
I've been around cats. They don't like us.
No
movement.
Cats are way smarter than we are.
From the sale of t-shirts, go. Where does that go?
He's got t-shirts now. I gotta have a t-shirt.
I would say every movement. Go to any political website. They are all equally selling.
Right. So,
merchandise
so
to spread and support.
Oh, okay. So the money is used to continue to buy the billboards, for instance.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Why is she giving this guy a platform? Who is she, by the way?
She's
we appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
News 3, wherever that is. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you convinced yet?
Here's his evidence. A lot. That was it. Janelle Gambit said birds are flying rodents. Rob, of course, says birds taste great, which was my point. David Seeley, he knows all about animals. He said he started geeking out over birds in his backyard this year, but they're not on his top 10 list.
See, you think you're eating birds. It's fake meat, I think. Oh. So now here's a cartoon to explain to you.
Chirp, chirp.
La, la, la.
Chirp, chirp.
La, la, la. Oh, hey, birdie.
Chirp.
You know, I already know that birds aren't real.
Is this guy's cartoon?
What do you mean birds aren't real?
You heard me. You're all robots designed by the government.
He can't even speak. He didn't even plan this ahead of time.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Listen here, kid. I can assure you that I am not a robot. I'm a real bird. Chirp, chirp. See? I'm a bird, bro. I'm chirping. Chirp, chirp.
Well, I still don't believe
you. But he's
also
talking. I don't think
birds aren't real. Where did you get this information?
Maybe minor birds do.
Robot birds.
Internet, of course. And you just believe everything.
So you believe her now?
No. So a guy making a cartoon about it, again, not evidence. There's no science there. It's just a guy going, here's a cartoon.
There are songs online about birds or robots. So you can buy drones. You can make a drone look like a bird. You're going to tell me there's no birds that are drones?
No, there's
Every
no birds
bird
that are drones.
Is a bird bird.
Yeah, there's birds and there's drones. Those are two completely different things. Birds have been around a long time. Hard to convince me that birds are drones. Yeah, that's not, you're not going to catch me up on this one.
I'm bringing this up every day till you agree.